Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, this weekend was an all too painful reminder of nature's wrath for those of us in Tornado Alley.
It really was, Kelly, and we our hearts just go out to the Woodward community and all the others who were affected by these storms. You know, we've got a very intense and well-developed disaster relief program here at Oklahoma State University, and we're very involved in these things and dispatch our people to help in every way we possibly can. It's another way we try to serve our state. But these things are just terrible, and thank goodness we've got the technology that has been developed over the years. We just hope everybody gets the help they need and the support. And I know all Oklahoma's hearts go out to Woodward.
Let's turn from the weather to the climate. You attended a sneak peek at a new documentary on the Dust Bowl.
We did indeed. Ken Burns, the legendary biographer and documentarist, if that's a word, who has now done a really incredible documentary on the Oklahoma Dust Bowl. But people will remember Ken Burns's work, and by the way, there's no relationship here. I wish there was. On the Civil War, baseball, Lewis and Clark, the national parks, jazz, the list goes on, and now on the Dust Bowl, which was a seminal period in Oklahoma history and in the Texas Panhandle as well. Really all of the plains, but the epicenter was right in these areas. I had no idea of the kinds of drifts of just dirt that was blown all over. They said some of the Dust Bowl dirt ended up being dropped in the Atlantic Ocean. So a lot of Oklahomans and Texans were interviewed for this, also Kansas, of course. It really is just a very important reminder of how powerful Mother Nature is and how we have to be vigilant in our efforts to mitigate these kinds of disasters. And so the farming technologies that have come out of, frankly, the Oklahoma State University's College of Agriculture and our extension and experiment station agencies has really helped a lot in this whole area. It was an Oklahoma State agronomist that really counseled a lot of the farmers in that part of the world to be much more prudent in how they manage their land. So today we've had similar droughts, and fortunately we've avoided the kind of catastrophe that was they had in the 30s.
And finally, Burns, OSU has two new members on its academic leadership team.
We do, and we're very excited to welcome Sissy Carroll and Paul Tikowski to Oklahoma State University. Sissy Carroll is the new dean of the College of Education. She hails from Florida State University. She is a very visionary person, and I know will be a great leader for our College of Education. And Paul Tikowski comes to us from the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. He is the new dean of the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology. Paul has a very impressive vita of his research and his leadership during his time in higher education, and I know that he will be a strong dean and needs to be, because he's following in great footsteps of Carl Reed.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.